KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. We're at 12 degrees above zero and looking forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 33. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In area news, a massive Freedom Rock was dedicated Monday morning at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Ray Bubba Sorensen of Greenfield is the artist.
Veterans Day and Memorial Day are every day for me. I've kind of made it my life's work. In fact, right after this, I head to Franklin County to work on the 80th Freedom Rock across the state.
Sorensen paints a patriotic image on each rock and aims to have one in each of Iowa's 99 counties as a tribute to veterans. The Freedom Rock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery has the image of a widow at a soldier's funeral receiving the American flag from an honor guard on the east side. The west side features a flag with an eagle carrying the inscription, "All gave some gave all." Sorensen has been able to mix the ashes of veterans in his paint.
There's even some ashes painted into this rock up here on the hill.
The rock sits at the summit of the cemetery. The granite came from a nearby quarry owned by Ron Mason Sr.
This is one of the largest boulders that we've ever recovered from the quarry. It's 57,000 pounds. It took a half a day to load it and a half a day to unload it.
Mason served 7 years in the U.S. Navy from mid-1941 until mid-1948. He flew missions over the Atlantic Ocean in something like a seaplane that could take off and land on the ocean's surface.
I was a flying boat pilot looking for German submarines.
The granite boulder Mason donated for the project is 12 feet in diameter with fairly flat sides, which Mason says were good for mural painting.
I think the rock is well placed. It overlooks the Raccoon River Valley, and you can see probably 20 or 30 miles. It shows I-80 going west, and it makes a beautiful, beautiful view. It's particularly interesting to me because I will be interned here. I would like to get out of my skin once I'm interned so that I can take a look at it occasionally.
Mason will turn 100 in a couple of months. His wife is among the 2,900 who've been buried at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Construction began on the cemetery on Veterans Day 2006, and it was opened on July 3, 2008. Police in Creston said today that a woman from Creston reported that sometime between 5 and 6 p.m. on Sunday, someone stole the laptop issued to her daughter by the Creston schools. The laptop was taken out of the girl's personal belongings that had been left in a hallway at the school. The loss was estimated at $230. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa Congressman Steve King says he will push back harder against media outlets, which he says don't tell the truth. King, a Republican from Chiron, won a narrow victory to retain the 4th District seat last week over Democrat J.D. Shulton, who King claims was funded by out-of-state interests.
They said there was going to be a blue wave and then a blue tsunami. That didn't really materialize, but what did materialize was a green tsunami, money coming out of cyberbully corporate peoples. Only 14% of his donors were Iowans, and the rest of them were West Coast and East Coast. Millions of dollars, and we think we were outspent something like 14 to 1.
King barred some media outlets from his events in Sioux City on election night, and he says he will not tolerate the untrue coverage of what he says and does.
When we have print media, and I'm going to say the Des Moines Register in particular, and to a lesser degree the Sioux City Journal, and multiple other newspapers, including the Washington Post and New York Times, when they know the truth and refuse to print the truth, and we call them out on what is true, and that just is, that's not their narrative, so they won't print it. Those things all have to change.
King says he will push back against false charges.
I'm calling them all out every time for every instance, and if I have to hire a whole staff of people to do it, that's what we're going to do. But this district and this area of the country, and hopefully the nation, is going to get the truth, and we're going to find out the truth about them. And I'd a lot rather be me standing here than them, because we're right, they're wrong, we're honest, they're not.
King says he's thrilled to have prevailed after being so maligned and outspent during the election. He concludes the principles of the Upper Midwest, the heart of the heartland, are what will carry America through to the future. The administrators of state agencies soon will be presenting their budget outlines for next year to Governor Kim Reynolds in a series of hearings. The leaders of 9 state agencies will make their cases to the governor this afternoon at the State House. Reynolds, a Republican, spent much of the summer and fall out on the campaign trail and won a 4-year term in office a week ago today.
It's nice to be just back in the office and actually starting to just kind of catch up and work on some of that stuff.
The next state budgeting year starts July the 1st. Reynolds will present a proposed outline for state spending to legislators in January. The governor says tax receipts appear steady and reserve accounts are full.
It's a much better place than we've been in for the last two legislative sessions, and I'm looking forward to that.
Lawmakers made mid-year budget cuts in each of the past 2 years after state tax collections slipped below expectations. And the head of the Environmental Protection Agency says U.S. drivers will have access to E15 gasoline next summer. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is trying to alleviate concerns about the timeline his agency has proposed for moving to year-round sales of E15.
We will be able to go to year-round E15 by next summer. This is a commitment by President Trump.
The published agenda by the EPA shows E15 rulemaking will begin in February. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and other ethanol supporters say that timeline will make it difficult to deliver E15 for the 2019 summer driving season. Wheeler insists the normal rulemaking process will be completed in time.
So that does take a little bit of time, but our people are already working on it, and we'll be putting out the proposal and getting those comments and then finalizing it before the driving season.
The Renewable Fuels Association has said that the EPA should expedite the rulemaking process so drivers in the industry have the assurance of next summer's E15 availability. According to Wheeler, all deadlines will be met for it to be available. Authorities are investigating the death of a Northeast Iowa woman who fell at her farm. First responders were sent at around noon Saturday to the farm 4 miles northwest of Earlville. They found 39-year-old Amy Mullis injured. The Delaware County Sheriff's Office said Mullis was taken to a hospital in Manchester where she died. Details about the fall have not yet been released. A Northern Iowa woman has been accused of injecting her mother with insulin in an attempt to kill her. Floyd County District Court records say 44-year-old Jennifer Bean is charged with attempted murder. Bean's next court hearing is scheduled for Friday. A court document says Bean injected her mother on November 6th in Charles City. The document says the insulin caused the woman to have low blood sugar that, if not treated, could have resulted in the woman's death. The documents also say Bean struck and pushed her mother and took away a phone when her mother tried to call 911 for help. And a parent used a chair to guide a deer back outside of a Northeast Iowa school after it jumped through a window to get in. The deer broke through a window in the superintendent's office Monday afternoon of the Janesville Consolidated School District building in Janesville. Superintendent B.J. Meany said the parent was picking up his child when the deer broke in. Meany credited the parent, Josh Smith, with quick thinking and grabbing the chair to guide the deer out of the building. Meany said classes went on as scheduled, and workers cleaned up the broken glass and boarded up the window. That's a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.